Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Funeral services for Tyre Nichols brought social justice leaders from across the country to Memphis today. Christopher Blank with member station WKNO says the service for the black motorist killed last month following a traffic stop became a call to action for police reform. Don't give
up the fight. Relatives of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Eric Garner came to support the grieving family. The Reverend Al Sharpton's eulogy called out the five black officers now charged with second-degree murder.
In the city that Dr. King lost his life, not far away from that balcony, you beat a brother to death.
Kamala Harris sat with Nichols' mother. The vice president called on Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act.
And we should not delay, and we will not be denied. It is non-negotiable.
For NPR News, I'm Christopher Blank in Memphis.
The European Union is introducing a new initiative to combat both climate change and competition from the U.S. and China. Terry Schultz reports on what Brussels calls the Green Deal Industrial Plan.
EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the bloc must boost its competitiveness, particularly in the face of President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, which Europe fears gives U.S. industry an edge. Von der Leyen says the EU must seize this moment.
In the next years, the shape of the net zero economy and where it is located will be decided, and we want to be an important part of this net zero industry that we need globally.
The Green Deal Industrial Plan would allow EU governments to grant more aid to companies and would redirect some 250 billion euros in joint funds to support manufacturing of electric vehicles and other green products. EU leaders will discuss the proposals next week. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A federal judge is placing new bail restrictions on Sam Bankman-Fried. He's the founder of the now-collapsed crypto exchange FTX. He's currently under house arrest and accused of one of the largest financial frauds in U.S. history. Here's NPR's David Gura.
Judge Lewis Kaplan says Sam Bankman-Fried is no longer allowed to contact or communicate with current or former employees of FTX or Alameda. That's the crypto hedge fund he founded. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried had been trying to communicate with them using secure messaging apps. That led the judge to impose another restriction on Bankman-Fried's bail conditions. He's not allowed to use encrypted or ephemeral call or messaging apps, including, but not limited to, Signal. Bankman-Fried allegedly directed his subordinates to use those apps when he was running FTX. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The Federal Reserve isn't giving up in terms of its inflation fight, announcing today for an eighth straight time since last March it's upping its benchmark interest rate, this time by a quarter point. Fed also signaling there are signs of easing in inflation. It remains committed to continuing to fight inflation with higher rates. This is NPR. The player considered to be the greatest NFL quarterback in history is retiring. Again, 45-year-old Tom Brady posted a video today announcing his decision. Brady retired a year ago, but then came back for what turned out to be one final season. More from NPR's Tom Goldman.
In the 53-second video, Tom Brady says he's retiring for good. He appears to be on a beach and gets emotional as he thanks his family, friends, teammates, and competitors.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Brady initially retired a year ago, but unretired soon after. His final season, his Tampa Bay team had a losing record, but made it to the playoffs. Brady wraps up a 23-year career, most of it playing for the New England Patriots, with a record 7 Super Bowl titles, 3 league MVP awards, and the most passing yards and touchdowns of any quarterback. Brady still will be present in football, broadcasting games on Fox Sports. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Officials now say the humpback whale found washed up on a beach in Long Island this week was likely killed after being struck by a vessel. Officials with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say necropsy will determine the exact cause of death, but they say they've now identified the whale, which they say was named Luna and had been tracked by marine biologists for decades. They say the 40-year-old whale was discovered Monday morning, was 41 feet long and weighed about 29,000 pounds. A positive reaction on Wall Street to the Fed's announcement today. The Nasdaq was up 2%, rising 231 points. The Dow was in positive territory as well. You're listening to NPR News.